Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Welcome back to Circles of Change here on a happy December 1st as we head into the final part of the year. Deborah Patterson, Executive Vice President of Human Resources at Wells Fargo Bank. Welcome to the line, Deborah.
Hello, Zara. Thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure. Let me introduce Deborah. She, as I mentioned, she's from the Wells Fargo Community Banking based out of San Francisco, and her area of responsibility spans retail, small business, and business banking with over 104,000 team members serving more than amazing breadth, 22 million retail banking households, and over 2.5 million small businesses and business banking households. Deborah is a 32-year veteran of financial services. She started her career with Union Bank, lo and behold, here in Tucson, upon graduating from the University of Arizona, and later attended the Pacific Coast Banking School. Approaching 10 years, though, she moved on to Southern California with First Interstate Bank, progressed in line operations, eventually a staff role, across a multitude of expanding markets and services, during truly a time of industry consolidation, mergers, and acquisitions, let alone the rules of the game changing at the same time. Prior to Deborah's move to HR 3 years ago, she led one of Wells Fargo's largest branches areas, the Minneapolis-St. Paul top metro area, with close to 100 retail banks, 2,000 team members, and $12 billion in assets. Today, Deborah resides between San Francisco and Patagonia, Arizona, south of us here in Tucson, and she serves on the board of the San Francisco Zoological Society and is also a member of the board of the Professional Businesswomen of California, and also a lady after my own heart, an active yoga practitioner. So, Deborah, between stress and fun, looks like you got a full plate.
Yes, it's full, but it is very challenging, and I do try to build in some fun and balance. I think you know, Zara, you know me a little bit, and managing my energy and really having taking time to focus on doing that consciously is really important to me personally, and I also believe that in my role as the head of human resources for the community bank in Wells Fargo, I think it's important for me to role model that for all the team members as well.
Yeah, let alone it's the old adage that we have to put the oxygen mask on first before we can reach out and help others, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, the pace of business today and our society in general seems like it's getting faster and faster, you know, with the economic environment. Team members that I talk to, not only within our organization, but in other businesses, large and small, I think are feeling like they're expected to do more with less.
Mm-hmm.
People are having challenges, you know, in their home, in juggling their life. And so it's really important, I think, for us to role model and give support to our employees. We call them our team members at Wells Fargo, to give them tools and be very conscious about managing energy and wellness and what people used to call work-life balance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we decided to entitle this segment Developing a Blueprint to Navigate Career Change. And I find it interesting, Deborah, and as you mentioned, you and I have known each other for almost 10 years, that you find yourself here at this part of your career in a human resources capacity when the preponderance of your roles in the financial industry was right there on the main line running the banking operations. So you might want to share some of that path that either you mindfully or by happenstance ended up taking to lead you to where you are right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I view myself as kind of a generalist in the financial services industry because I started my career, as you mentioned, over 30 years ago, and started in the branch in Tucson, Arizona at Union Bank, and really thought that my career path was going to be moving up the corporate ladder. I remember I had a conversation with the president of the bank at the time. It was, you know, Union Bank at the time was a small organization. organization. And the president at the time asked me when I was in the branch as a new account representative, what is your career goal? And I looked at him and I said, well, I want to be president. I want your job. I was so thankful that he didn't laugh at me at the time. You know, I was probably 21 years old. And he said to me, I'll never forget, it was probably one of the first pieces of career advice that I got that was very meaningful, and I never forgot it. And he said, well, if you're really serious about that, you need to be very conscious and develop a plan to learn all the levels of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to understand credit. You're going to need to understand financials. You're going to need to understand sales and marketing. And most important of all, you're going to need to work on your people skills and building relationships, because at the end of the day, you can't get anything done, no matter how smart you are, if you don't have the relationship skills and perhaps the communication skills based on, I heard a little bit of your previous guest this morning and the importance of the communication skills.
And in fact, it's how profound, and communication is a portion of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it, it's all about people. Everything's about people. And so when I think back on my career and I think back what has always driven me, what has always been my passion, no matter what job I've been and no matter what the business task at hand was, I've always had a passion about creating as good of an environment for people to learn and grow and feel like they're making a contribution. And so it's kind of ironic at this point in my career that really I'm in an opportunity at a strategic level to really influence that at Wells Fargo in a big way, because it's really important to the core of who I am. I would say that part of it has been done accidentally, but I had been going up the line, moving up the vertical corporate ladder in my career, and then about almost 15 years ago, my manager at the time called me up and said, we have a new position available running learning and development at Wells Fargo
California. Yeah. Yep.
And he said, I'd really like you to consider applying for that job. And I was like, and at that time, I mean, I was younger. I was like, hey, I'm going up vertically. I'm moving up. My territory is getting bigger. Why in the world would I want to do that? You know, I mean, that was my response. It was like, I don't want to do that. That's more of a human resources function. I don't even have that background. And he said to me, he said, well, first of all, he said, you're always complaining that we don't do a good enough job.
What goes around, right, goes around, comes around.
And he said, and you always, in your business, always seem to figure out ways to help your people in these areas. And he said, we're really looking for someone with line experience to take this on and bring it to the new level. And at that time, it was learning and development in the state of California. It was right after right before we had done one of our larger mergers. It was the merger between Wells Fargo and Norwest at the time. And the third reason he said is, you have already proven that you can get results when you're the boss and you're in charge. He said, what you haven't proven in this company is that you can get results when you're not in charge and you have to influence and collaborate.
Oh, I know that so well. I recall, but I have to imagine, at least I know when I was approached similarly in my career at one point to step over into a staff role, you know, there's kind of the prickly feeling on the back of your neck saying, ooh, this is going to be a real unnatural act for me not to, quote, be in charge. And not until you get into it do you realize, quite honestly, how probably I didn't keep on top of influencing skills and other abilities that later on, now if you've circled back, have served you so well to take you to the next place.
Absolutely. So I would say, you know, when you think about a blueprint for navigating career change, either within an organization, if you want to try to reinvent yourself or you want to move towards a position that is more in line with your personal values or your passion, you know, developing relationships, learning how to influence and collaborate, really honing those skills consciously, I think is more important than ever. And there are so many ways that you can do that if you just give it some thought.
You bet. For example, even just volunteering to be on a special project in addition to where you are right now. But, you know, also, though, it takes some real confidence to, quote, step off the traditional track, right, Deborah? And that to realize that many times our best moves are when we do something laterally or even taking what might be perceived by others as a demotion to then bounce you back up even higher.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. When I think to that original conversation with my boss at the time that encouraged me to take that move. I mean, in my mind, I did view it as a step backwards. You know, at that time, I was younger. I was somewhat arrogant in where I was going in my career. And I didn't value the importance of some of the staff functions the way I certainly value them today now that I've experienced them and partnered with line managers. And so I did perceive that as more of a step backward. I thought the way up was, you know, vertical, 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 the career ladder. That's what I had always been taught. And I think thinking of it more as a career lattice I think, the way that most organizations are looking at things these days. And quite frankly, I moved into that role. It started out as a smaller role just in the state of California, and ultimately after the merger that the company had, it expanded into a very large role, and I ended up being within about 3.5 to 4 years the head of learning and development for across the whole company, across the whole bank. And then at that point, another conversation came up with my manager at the time about moving back into a line management function and taking on the regional president position in the Twin Cities. And I have to say, I don't believe that I would have ever been considered for that very large regional president position in the Twin Cities if I hadn't had the experience of the previous four years in the staff function, which gave me a much broader and strategic perspective of the organization. It helped me appreciate how to leverage and work with staff functions, which are so critical to the success of the businesses that run the P&L.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, at the time, initially it was perceived to me as a step backwards or sideways, but I would have never gotten that next promotion if I hadn't stepped into that staff role. I mean, I have a saying right now that I love. You know, I go through these phases of sayings that I meditate on occasionally, and one of them that I've really, really has resonated with me for the past several years is sometimes you have to slow down to go faster.
Oh, yeah. We say that all the time.
That's just critical in all parts of our life, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, for our listeners that aren't familiar with Wells Fargo Bank, of course, you folks have adopted many faces over the years through the mergers and acquisitions that have played out, but also your approach to business is really very community focused.
Yes, we absolutely are. We are right now a very large corporation, as you know. I think recently we merged about 4 years now with Wachovia Bank, which was an East Coast bank, which was just about the size of Wells Fargo, which was a West Coast bank. And so now we're a coast-to-coast bank. We're the fourth largest bank in the United States in terms of assets. We're a diversified financial company with some, you know, stores in many, many states and globally. But we do view ourselves as a community bank. I like to refer to us as we're like America's community bank because we think locally. We encourage our decision making is done in a decentralized way locally. So, for example, I mentioned I was the regional president when I was in the Twin Cities. We have a regional president in either our states or large metro markets, and they are the key spokesperson for that community. They have access to being involved in the community. They work with the local government leaders. They work with the local nonprofits to try to be in touch with what the needs are of the community. And we encourage our team members to volunteer and partner. And, you know, we believe that when communities thrive, everyone wins.
Yes,
and
right.
we like to be a part of that. So we are a very community-based organization.
That's right. You know, the reality, Deborah, again, yourself being a leader and in this business for such a long time, and you've been involved in, I'm sure, recruiting and retaining talent over the years, you must be faced with significant challenges this day and age in the HR area of just, you know, keeping the great talent that you have, but also attracting new talent with all the criticism and difficulty that's, you know, hit the industry in general over the last few years. How are you coping through them?
Yeah, well, certainly the industry has had its share of challenges. And, you know, we are constantly growing, and our mission is to help our customers succeed financially. And so I think one of the things that we know is that particularly our younger generations that are coming out of college, which is, you know, where we like to look for new folks looking for a long-term career, they want to be a part of something that they feel they can make a difference. And so, you know, the way I view it is with our current economic situation in the world and in the United States, with the recent financial crisis, what a better time to be part of the solution and join a financial services company where, you know, where our mission is to help our customers succeed financially. So, you know, we are committed to financial literacy. We have a process where we like to have conversations with our customers and work with them, work together with them over time to help them achieve their dreams, to educate them, to work with our communities. And so, you know, I think the financial services industry actually right now is a wonderful time for people who want to go and innovate and help create and rebuild the industry in a way that can really make a positive difference and perhaps, you know, appeal to their own personal values or their own mission and purpose. And then certainly an organization like Wells Fargo, I mean, there's so many areas, as my career has demonstrated, that you can get involved in. I mean, you can get involved in, you know, loans, in the mortgage, in the housing industry, in the business, small business, large business. If you want to be in a staff function, we need marketing professionals, we need finance people, we need human resources professionals. We have locations all across the country, so you can, you know, move with the company geographically. So, I don't know, I think there's a nice value proposition to come to work for a company like Wells Fargo, and certainly I think we need to continue to get that word out so people can resonate with it.
You bet. I think the idea of diversity of prospects, and particularly, you know, not everyone understands how they're personally wired or what their personal passions are that come to them naturally, and to be part of an organization where you can experiment and move in cross-functional ways like you've enjoyed, it's really important. I mean, I'm certain that's the whole area of learning and development is all about first us starting out with a great sense of self-awareness.
Absolutely. And you know, our company, and I like to think I had a little bit of influence on this, but our company and particularly the community bank, we're very committed to development. We have a what we call a strengths-based leadership philosophy. And so we really encourage people, and we have some tools that we use. In fact, it's a tool that anybody can have access to. We use the Gallup Strength Finder tool, mm-hmm. and anybody can have access to that by going online through Gallup's website. And there are so many other tools, Zara, as you know, that people can use to identify what are their strengths and what are their passions. There's, you know, Myers-Briggs, there's the Enneagram. But, you know, we happen to use the StrengthsFinder tool, and, you know, we help team members identify what they're passionate about, what are their strengths, and then we encourage conversations so that people can leverage their strengths within the organization and really, you know, identify within the company where there's a good fit. I mean, in the regional bank, we you know, these are the jobs that are the teller jobs, the personal banker jobs, the customer service jobs, and certainly to start a career in the banking industry, we're always hiring in those capacities. Once you get into the organization, you can move around within the store network or our other distribution centers, such as our phone bank centers or our online banking, or you can go into other parts of the company through a career development plan. So there's really a lot of options, but knowing what your strengths are, are and what your passions are, I think is a really grounding point of starting out.
And also revisiting that on a periodic basis, because you might, you know, suddenly be opening new trap doors that you had forgotten you had closed, or situations where they weren't allowed to shine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can all probably tell stories in our careers about managers that we've worked for that really brought the best out in us and encouraged us to innovate and create. And then we also have the stories of managers where we learned that, where we felt shut down and where we learned how we did not want to be as a manager in the future. And again, I think that's why this concept for me of helping people learn and in the workplace learn the skills to identify what your strengths are, learn how to manage your energy, and then learn how to navigate your career through the organization. If you find yourself in a position where the relationship or the job itself is not working for you and not leveraging your strengths. We've all been in that situation, but giving people tools on how to get out of it, I think, is really important to me. And you don't have to leave the company, you know.
Exactly. You can oftentimes recraft right from within. Deborah, tell me from where you sit right now, what are the biggest challenges you feel you have, having stepped from the line now into, albeit a terrific, influential, strategic global role, and specifically in HR? What's been some of the real surprises you find yourself realizing about yourself or about the role?
Yeah, well, I think the role in general, one of the things, you know, I am so passionate about people and helping them find their path and developing mentorship programs and all those things, and really the development and consulting and partnering part of human resources. And you know, I really believe with my line background that I can partner with a line leader and we can develop strategies together that can just take the company to really great places. One of the things that surprised me when I went from the line management job to the HR function was all of a sudden I had lost my name.
How so?
What I mean is, in the past, I would join a meeting and people would say, oh, Deborah's
here. Okay,
Deborah's here. She can contribute. Let's hear what she has to say. When I moved into the HR function, I found myself going to meetings and people would say things like, oh, HR is here. Or, well, we'll have to check with HR. It was like I lost my identity as an individual. I was now HR, and it, you know, I had this acronym name, and so that really surprised me. But it was a really aha for me about the function in general,
And an opportunity to change it.
Absolutely, yeah. Because again, me having experience on both sides of the coin, I know the importance of the function, and every individual in the function has strengths and passions and things to bring to the table, very much in the way that line managers work with their teams. But for some reason, there was this, like, it's HR, they're the function, and if you're part of it, you're a certain way. It was a huge stereotype. And so, having someone with a line management background going into the function, hopefully I'm giving people the opportunity to see that we can add value and really helping to change that within my team as well, giving them more confidence to step forward in their roles.
Exactly.
If they feel they needed it.
Sure, and to be more of who they really are, not just the title that they might carry on a business card or a name plaque. Well, Deborah Patterson, thank you so very much from WellsFargo.com, for those of you interested. And as well, we'll look forward to welcoming you back in home state on your next round of going back to Patagonia. So thanks so much for contributing here on Circles of Change today.
Thanks, Zara.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.